Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports boosters. Now we head to the court for the action.
Well, it's getting a little loud in here in United Wireless Arena in Dodge City as we're down to the championship and consolation matches of the Class 1A Division 1 State Volleyball Championships as we got the Centralia Panthers taking on the Knights of Victoria here in the consolation matchup here for third place. And the championship behind us being played will be against Spearville and Pretty Prairie, the two teams that Centralia lost to on this journey this weekend, are playing for a state championship, and Centralia losing in their semifinal to Pretty Prairie in three sets, 20-25, 25-22, and 15-25. And then Spearville, they lost to in a pool play yesterday, and Spearville at 36-7, taking on the top seed Pretty Prairie at 41-5. For the 1A-D1 state championship here today. And Centralia going to try to end their season on a high note. They enter the third place game here today with a record of now 37-7. Kurt Kilman back in studio. I'm Brandon Salmon. Thank you for tuning in all weekend long to our coverage of state volleyball and, of course, high school football. We've had plenty of that covered for you as well here in the last night or two, and we'll continue to have state football playoff coverage here in the next few weeks, but we are wrapping up cross country here today and also state volleyball as the fall sports seasons are coming to a close. So again, appreciate everyone and all of our sports boosters as well as we get set for the Knights and the Panthers here for third place in Dodge City as teams are now taking the floor. And we are getting set for this one. We'll see which team's a little more motivated. It is hard to see. Both teams obviously devastated after losing in the semifinals, and now you got to get up within a half hour and play a game for third place. Which team wants it more? We'll see. Centralia looks fired up and ready to go. The Knights rocking white jersey tops, black jersey tops for Centralia, orange numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. Kind of maroon lettering and numerals for Victoria. They are trimmed out in gold. Officials are checking the lineups to make sure this is good to go. We'll keep you up to date as well on the championship match between Pretty Prairie and Spearville going on behind us. And thank you for tuning in here on KMZA or online at mscsports.net. Looks like Victoria will serve first. They will serve from left to right. Caitlin Winholz, a 5'3 senior to serve for the Knights. And the consolation match is underway. Sent across, Avery Dieters pushing it to Haverkamp up front. There's the set, there's the spike, and it's too long from Avery Dieters. And Victoria takes a 1-0 lead. Correction, Centralia takes the 1-0 lead, as the far official saying it was deflected out and last touched before it went long. So the Panthers take a 1-0 lead, and Avery Dieters is back to serve. They'll send it across with the right hand. Spun back over. Now Centralia back on the attack. Plenty here to the near side. Becker's spike is blocked. Avery Dieters chasing it down and keeping that one alive. Becker again sends it long, deflected, and out of play. Centralia leading 2-0 here in the first set. Spearville's jumped out to a 3-0 lead on Pretty Prairie in their first set in the state championship match. There are a lot of crowd noises in the background. Served away, Knights will set it up. There's the spike, but it's too long. That was Cassie Weber. And they're going to say that one was deflected as well. So Victoria actually gets that point. And Centralia's lead is 2-1. Callie Lane, the junior libero for Victoria, sends this one over. That one's set up for Wells on the far side, and her spike attempt goes long, and now we're tied 2-2. Lane sends this one across again. Owen Dieters pushing it to Wells. Here to Becker. Her spike attempt is down. It was kind of awkwardly hit off the fingertips, but it kind of confused the defense. Ends up falling in an open spot, and the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. Haverkamp sends it on over, and this might be an ace, but it's actually safe. Good defense there by Victoria to push it back over. Owen Dieters to the front. Haverkamp here to Becker. Her spike attempt is dug out. That was Melanie Huser who sent that one away. There's the spike, and that one is out. And Panthers getting another point. Their lead is 4-2. Spearville is lighting it up right now. They're up 6-0 on Pretty Prairie. And a quick timeout over there by the Bulldogs in the championship match. Centralia leads the third place match here 4-2 on Victoria. Victoria setting it up. There's the spike and there's the kill from the far side. That one put home by Cassie Weber. Centralia's lead is 4-3. So Weber, who just got the kill, is back to serve. She'll send it across. Avery Dieters putting it up high. Flinty up front. Far side for Wells. Her spike is in. Deflected, but falls on that side of the net. And it's a 5-3 Centralia lead. This is Wells back to serve. She'll send it across with the right hand. Pushed up front. Here's the set. There's the spike and a good dig on the back line there by Wells. Pushed over by Olsen. Now sent back across. Now the Knights an opportunity. They want to set up Huser and that one is finished. Melanie Huser puts it down for Victoria and the lead for Centralia is 5-4. There's a near ace, but a diving save by Haverkamp sends it back over to the side of the Knights. And then a spike attempt is long, and Centralia earns that point. Jessica Schroeder puts that one too long, and it's a 6-4 Centralia lead. Boy, it's all Spearville right now. 9-0 their lead in set one over Pretty Prairie in the state championship match. Centralia leading Victoria here for third place, 6-4 in set one. There's a nice running save to keep it alive, and Owen Dieters sends it back over. Now the Knights an opportunity. They push it to the far side. That's Huser. Avery Dieters trying to dig it out, but it ends up hitting the floor, and the Knights get that point. It is 6-5. Centralia by one. Jessica Schroeder will serve, sends it on over. Owen Dieters under it. They want to set up Avery Dieters. It's blocked. Becker on the backside, though, keeps it alive. Now Olsen on a third strike sends it over with the right hand. The Knights. There was a battle at the front of the net. I think it's going to be a point for Centralia. It is. And the Panthers lead 7-5 as battle at the net was won by Avery Dieters on Caitlin Winholz. Abby Flinty will serve. She sends it across, and it's an ace for the Panthers. 8-5 Centralia here in the first set. Third place on the line here at the state tournament. Spearville leading Pretty Prairie 10-2 in their first set in the championship match. Flinty sends that one over. The Knights are going to set it up for Nowak, and Nowak unable to finish there. Centralia will send it back over with Kyra Bergman. Knights back to it again. This is Huser. Huser, diving save, and now on a third shot, it's Owen Dieters getting it back over. Knights again will set it up middle of the floor. There's the spike. Another diving effort and a save by Owen Dieters. Put it here to Avery Dieters on the near side. That one's launched in the air, and it's out of play. Point for Centralia. They lead 9-5 here in the first set. Flinty to serve. She'll send it across with the right hand. Knights will set it up. Front of the net. Push it here to the near side. There's the spike. Blocked at the net by Avery Dieters. Point for the Panthers. 10-5. Double up lead for the Panthers here on the Knights. Flinty back to serve once again. Good save on the back line. Pushed up front, tapped at the front of the net. Should have been a double hit, no call. Wentzie on the backside, Haverkamp up front. Avery Dieters, her spike is deflected and out of play. It's a point for Centralia. Five straight for the Panthers. They lead 11-5. Timeout Victoria. In the third place match, here at the state tournament in Dodge City. First set, Centralia 11, Victoria 5. Back in 30 here on Kansaland Radio.
Cook & Company in Seneca and Hiawatha have been a leader in the manufacturing of high-quality cabinets and doors since 1989. They're always looking to add quality employees to their current dedicated staff. If you'd like to explore the benefits and job opportunities available, go to their website, cookandcompany.com. Many benefits are offered, and there's always room for workers that have a high appreciation for producing quality. American-made products. Go to cookandcompany.com to find out more. Cook & Company. Manufacturing doors and cabinets in Seneca and Hiawatha.
Kansaland Radio.
Back here in Dodge City at the 1A D1 at State Volleyball Championships. Centralia an 11-5 lead in set one over Victoria in the consolation matchup. Third place on the line between these two. There's the serve. There's the spike deflected. And I think Victoria was up against the net. So Centralia earning that point. Now six straight points for the Panthers. And their lead is now 12-5. So they're starting to take control here in this opening set. Victoria able to get it to the front of the net, pushed over by Dickey. That was Cadence Dickey, and then this one sent over by Centralia, and it was out of play. It was too strong, so that stops the streak of six straight for the Panthers. Victoria back on the board now with point number six, and it's a 12-6 Centralia lead. Huser sends this one over for Victoria. Olsen, Avery Dieters, kind of a running tap over shot, gets it across. Knights will set it up far side. There's the spike, and there is the kill. That one is in. For Cassie Weber, a 5'9 senior, 12-7, Centralia by 5. The senior Huser back to serve, sends it over. Becker in the air, Haverkamp here to the near side, wasn't set up well, so Avery Dieters has to just push it over with two hands. Centralia gets it back, Haverkamp here to the near side, much better set, and that's going to be a strike and a point. Avery Dieters on the end of that one. And it's 13-7 Panthers here in set one. Spearville leading 16-7 on Pretty Prairie in their first set in the championship match. In 13-7, Centralia by 6 here. Nice spinning shot to get that one back over by Haverkamp. Knights will push it to the other side with Winholtz, and that one dug up by Becker. Avery Dieters tapping it over with two hands and finding an open spot. It's 14-7 Centralia. Owen Dieters will serve it up. Sends it across. Windholes to the front of the net, and then the third shot has to get back over. Plenty. Haverkamp to the front of the net. Avery Dieters, her spike is blocked, and a point for Victoria. 14-8, Centralia. Workers starting to bring out the hardware, the trophies, the medals, getting everything set up for the presentations following. That one is out, sent back over by Becker, and it's another point for Victoria. It's 14-9. Centralia's lead is down to 5. Windholes will serve it, and that's going to be an ace. 14-10. Three straight for Victoria, and they've scored 5 of the last 7 to inch back into it. Windholes to serve, and it goes right into the net. So a point for Centralia. It's now 15-10. Lead is 5 for the Panthers. Avery Dieter sends it over, and that's going to be an ace, as it can't be controlled by Callie Lane on the side of Victoria. 16-10 Centralia. Avery Dieter's back to serve again. Centralia Leads by six here in the first set. Third place match at the state tournament. Sent on over by Weber. Owen Dieters to the front. Haverkamp far side. Wells the spike attempted. It lands home. Another point for Centralia. 17-10 in favor of Centralia over Victoria. Avery Dieters back to serve. She'll send this one away with the right hand. Dug up by the Victoria back line. Set up to the front. No walk. Her shot is denied by Flinty. Here's Becker. A spike attempt, but too long. 17-11 Centralia. The libero, Callie Lane, her serve is long, so a point for Centralia. 18-11 their lead. Nice dig there by Flinty on the back line. Coming back from Victoria. Becker's spike is blocked. Flinty to the far side. Wells hits it over with the right hand. Now Victoria will push it to the front of the net. Far side set. Spike. What a dig on the back line by Avery Dieters. And then that one finally goes out of play. It's going to be a point for the Knights. 18-12. Centralia's lead is six here in the first set. Spearville leads Pretty Prairie 22-9. In set one of the championship match. So Spearville en route to a set one victory, and there's a tap against the net by Wells, and it's another point for Victoria. 18-13 Centralia. Weber continues to serve for the night. Avery Dieters setting it up front. Flinty here to Becker. Her spike is blocked, and up against the net is Becker. Too much athleticism there. And a point for the night. Now 18-14. Weber sends it over. Avery Dieters under it. Puts it in the air. Flinty to the far side. Wells spikes it into the net. And here comes Victoria. Four straight. Now 18-15. Centralia by three. Weber sends it over. Avery Dieters puts it to the front of the net. Flinty to Wells. Tapped over with two hands. Knights have it. Setting to the far side, spike attempt, deflected off Avery Dieters, and out of play. It's a point for the Knights. And it's now a two-point game, 18-16, five straight for Victoria. Spearville has knocked off Pretty Prairie in set one, 25-10. So Spearville is a set away from claiming the 1A D1 state championship. 18-16 here, Centralia for third place in set one. Knights have it on their end, sent on over, good defense on the backside by Dieters, push to the front, Becker's spike off the face of a defender and out of play. 19-16 Centralia. Stops a run of five straight points for Victoria. Olsen is in, Bergman is out. Wells back to serve for Centralia. She'll send it across. Backside libero puts it in the air lane to the front of the net. There's the spike attempt. Good dig by Avery Dieters. Here to the near side. This time it's Olsen tapping it over. Windhole sets her teammate up far side. Blocked at the net. And I think we get a whistle. And that's going to be a point for Centralia. Their lead is 20-16. Here's Victoria on the attack, sent over on a third shot. Good dig on the back line by Wells. Haverkamp up front. They set up Becker. Trickles across the net. Back to the Centralia side. Now Olsen, her spike attempt deflected. Knights have it. Front of the net. They push it to the far side. That spike is blocked. It's Becker with the deflection. And another point for Centralia. 21-16. Panthers have the lead. Timeout. We'll pause for 30. Back with more here in 30 seconds on Kansas Land Radio.
From start to finish, Countryside Feed is dedicated to providing quality feed for your animals. With the combination of Purina products and their very own Builder brand lineup, they cover cattle, pigs, sheep, goats, horses, poultry, and more. Make Countryside Feed your one-stop shop when it comes to feeding your farm. Talk to one of the experienced nutrition professionals or visit their website to learn more. And find a dealer near you at countrysidefeed.com.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Welcome back to Dodge City. Centralia leading Victoria 21-16 here in the first set in the third place match at the 1A D1 State Championships. Spearville a 1-0 lead on Pretty Prairie as they get set to start set two. In the championship match, there's the serve by Centralia, front of the net, and then it's set up, sent back over, and that's going to be a point, I believe, for Centralia, as once again a violation committed by Victoria at the net, and the lead for the Panthers, 22-16. Wells will send it over. Libero Lane for the Knights, setting it up to the front of the net. That one tapped. Flinty has it. Haverkamp now setting up far side. There's the spike, and that one is long. Point for the Knights, 22-17. Centralia's lead is 5. There's the cross. Owen Dieters will set it for Becker. Becker's spike deflected. And saved by Victoria on the back line. Haverkamp, a nice save to Avery Dieters. They put it to the far side, but not much for a spike attempt. Becker sends it over. Knights push it to the front of the net, far side. Nice dig defensively for Avery Dieters. That one blocked at the front of the net. Now Avery Dieters getting it back, pushing it to the far side. Slapped over by Becker, and I think Becker was over the net there, so it's a point for the Knights. And it's 22-18. Centralia's lead down to 4. There's the serve sent over by Victoria. They set it up for Olsen. It's blocked and in play. Victoria gets that one. 22-19. Centralia's lead down to 3. Victoria continues to serve. They'll send it across. That's well long, and it's a point for the Panthers. 23-19. Centralia trying to close out the first set. Sent over strong by Becker. The Knights will put it near side, front of the net. Tapped on over. Flinty there, back line for the save. Pushed up to Haverkamp. Far side Olsen. Her spike attempt. Deflected in the air. Knights keep it. We'll set it up at the front of the net, and it goes into the net. That was Schroeder. And it is set point now for Centralia. They lead 24-19. Becker again, a line drive serve, launched up in the air by Windholz. Pushed to the front of the net for the Knights, and Windholz has to push it over with two hands. Owen Dieters to Haverkamp. They want Avery on the spike, clips the top of the nets, but a diving effort keeps it alive for the Knights. Pushed back over with two hands. Sent to the front. Olsen now a spike, deflected in the air. Now the Knights will have it on hit 2. Has to hit it over on a third try. They do. Haverkamp, front of the net. They'll send it. Avery Dieters, the spike and the kill, and the set one victory. 25-19, Centralia takes set one over Victoria in the third place matchup. Take a 2-minute timeout. Set two coming your way next here on Kansaland Radio.
Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia is your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer and has a great sales catalog available. Just stop in and get yours today. Find great buys on several things you need, like K-Tool jumper cables, the heavy 4-gauge type for farm and commercial use, PartsMaster engine oil filters with great prices for all your applications, and they carry Green Mountain pellet grills in several models to choose from. See Elmer's Repair and Supply in Centralia, your bumper-to-bumper auto parts dealer.
You can't always rely on Mother Nature to allow you to get the job done during harvest.
but you can rely on Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer, and their team of technicians to be there. Harvest is challenging enough, but no matter the weather, the time, or the problem, you know you have a partner in the fields and on the farm with Bruna Implement. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
It's fall, which means fall harvest is in full swing. Farmers are busy, busy, busy in the field harvesting this year's crop and hauling it to market. And sometimes they do have to take the main roads to get there. You've probably gotten stuck behind one of those slow-moving orange triangles once or twice. Ag Partners Co-op would like to remind everyone to slow down, share the road, and drive safely. Next time you get behind a farmer on the road, just give him or her a little wave. Ag Partners Cooperative, partnering for the future.
At Blue Valley, we want you to have an awesome autumn.
We are aware of the challenges you face each day, so we are committed to helping you through our services.
As always, you can expect us to provide reliable internet, but we're also committed to bringing you faster speeds and other new offerings, such as our updated website and live sports broadcasts.
We value community, so keeping you safely connected with others is important to us. You are our priority. We hope you have an awesome autumn.
Your home for Northeast Kansas high school sports, Kansaland Radio.
92.1 KMZA Seneca, as we bring you high school volleyball from the 1A D1 state tournament in Dodge City. I want to thank all of our sponsors and area sports boosters making our fall sports season broadcast possible. The final volleyball broadcast of the season, as the Centralia Panthers have a 1-0 lead over the Victoria Knights in the third place matchup here at the state tournament. Right now, Spearville is 1 set away from claiming the state championship. They won the first set with ease over Pretty Prairie. Now they lead 9-6 in set two. So that one should potentially could finish up before our matchup ends up here. So I'm sure you'll be able to tell by the noise in the background. A lot of people on hand here for both matches. So back to it. Start at set number two. There's a set spike for Victoria. Good defense played. Wells far side for Centralia. That one is deflected in the air. Windholz puts it up for the Knights. Avery Dieters on the back line, keeping it alive. Haverkamp to Becker. Spike. Good dig on the back side. Victoria now battling at the net. Haverkamp to Becker. She'll tap it over at the right hand. Good rally here to open things up. Owen Dieter's a nice dig. Pushed here by Haverkamp. Becker again right into the net. Point for the Knights. So the Knights an early 1-0 lead here in set two. Windholz to serve. Sends it across. Owen Dieter's on her knees. Gets it up in the air. Wells, her spike attempt is deflected. Knights push it back over on a third try. Haverkamp here to the near side. They want Becker, and that's easy money. 1-1. Becker with the kill shot. Haverkamp back to serve. She'll send it across. A libero lane kind of had an awkward touch to it, but the Knights able to get it back over on a third hit. Haverkamp pushing it to the far side. Wells slaps it across. Knights are there. Push to the far side, sent over by Weber. Good dig on the back line by Owen Dieters. They want Becker again. This spike is deflected in the air. And on a third try, Knights are able to get it over, but it's too long, and Centralia takes a 2-1 lead. Here's Haverkamp, sends it across. Early on, set two. Knights will set it up far side, and there's a spike. Deflected and out of play, so it's going to be a point for Victoria. It's tied 2-2. Pretty Prairie and Spearville tied 10-10 in set two. Spearville won the first set in that championship match. There's a kill shot for Becker, getting point three for Centralia. The Panthers lead 3-2. Well, Wells sends it across, got a near ace. Pushed here to the near side. Weber sends it across, but too long. Another point for Centralia. They lead 4-2. Wells sends over the serve. Knights will set it up. Front of the net, far side, sent over by Schroeder. Defended on the back line by Wells. Avery Dieter's far side to Becker. Spike, top of the net, saved by Victoria. They'll push it to the far side, front of the net, and it's spiked into the net by Weber. And it's now 6-2, Centralia. Sent across by Wells. Well defended on the backside there by Dieters. Here to the near side. That one sent over by Bergman. Deflected and falls in. And another point for Centralia. A correction. Now it's 6-2. And Victoria is going to take a timeout. 6-2 Centralia here in set two. Trying to get third place here at the state championships. We'll pause for 30. Back in a moment here on Kansas Land Radio.
Fuel and propane delivered to you. That's one of the many services of Wankland Oil Company. Let their family serve yours with Sinclair Diesel. Gas or propane you need at your location. Competitive prices and great service is what Wankland Oil has been delivering in this area since 1926. Go to their website to see all their services and products at WanklandOil.com or give them a call in Frankfort at 785-292-4710. Wankland Oil Company, headquartered in Frankfort, where they've had the energy since 1926.
Your home for Northeast Kansas sports. Your sports authority. Kansas Land Radio.
Coming out of the timeout, Centralia leading Victoria 6-2 here in set two. Panthers won the first set 25-19. The winner here gets third place at the state championships in Dodge City. Spearville and Pretty Prairie are tied 13-13 in set two. Spearville a 1-0 match lead there. So back to it. Centralia trying to claim third place. Far side set. There's the spike. Avery Dieters there on the defensive end. They push it here. Bergman taps it over with two hands. Not much to it. Knights will push it to the far side. There's the spike and there's the kill for Cassie Weber. And a point for Victoria. It's now 6-3. Weber back to serve, sends it across. High arcing serve. Dug up by Avery Dieters, put into the net. Now pushed back here to the near side. Bergman's shot is in. Deflects and falls home. And Kyra Bergman earning that point. 7-3 Centralia here, set two. Reagan Becker back to serve. She'll send it across. Line drive. Deflected in the air. Pushed it to the near side and then tapped over with two hands by Schroeder. Now Centralia on the attack. Pushing it back here. Avery Dieters. It's deflected and falls in at the point for Victoria. 7-4 is the Centralia lead. Spearville now up 16-13. Here's Avery Dieters, tapping that one across. Victoria now pushing it to the front of the net, sent on over by Huser. Owen Dieters to the front of the net, pushed over by Bergman, tapped behind, and then a swinging save to get it back over for Victoria. Haverkamp here to the near side. They want Avery Dieters, her spike blocked. But Haverkamp keeps it, pushing it to the backside, and then again, Haverkamp trying to set up Avery Dieters again, but her spike attempt is long. And it's now 7-5. Centralia's lead is cut to 2. Victoria has scored 3 of the last 4 points. So the Knights to serve. They send it across. Owen Dieters will dig it out. Plenty sets up Dieters, who runs and tosses it over with one hand. Diving effort to get it back over. There's a spike attempt for Victoria. Bergman pushing it to the front of the net. Sent on over. Now the Knights have it. They want to set it up far side. Huser with the spike. Huser with the point. Melanie Huser, a 5'8 senior, gets Victoria back to within one at 7-6. Victoria with the serve, sends it on over. Lindsay here to the far side. And then that one's going to be a point for Avery Dieters. Diving efforts by Caitlin Winholz for Victoria. Doesn't come through, and it's now 8-6 Centralia here in at set two. Trying to close this tournament out with a third-place finish. They won the first set 25-19. Served by Flinty. Diving effort gets it back over. Haverkamp pushing it behind her near side. Dieters with the kill. Deflected and into the crowd. 9-6 Centralia. Spearville up 18-14 in set two. Spearville won the first set, so they are closing in potentially on a state championship. Knights push it back over. Here's Centralia on the attack. Haverkamp to Avery Dieters. Her spike is blocked and in play. That's a point for the Knights. 9-7, Centralia by two. Now it's 19-14, Spearville. So the Knights here on the serve. Huser will send it over. Pushed over on a third try by Avery Dieters. Now the Knights at the front of the net. They want to set up Huser. Her spike attempt deflected in the air by Becker. Pushed from the back by Flinty. Slapped over with one hand, I believe, by Wells, or that was Bergman. Backside Becker. Correction, that was Olsen. Haverkamp near side. Dieters pushing that one over. Now the Knights will set it up. Windhol setting up her teammate, and that one is out. Point for Centralia. 10-7, Panthers by three. 19-16 Spearville on Pretty Prairie in set two. Right now it's Centralia, 10-7 lead here on Victoria. Haverkamp to the front of the net, tapped over, Knights have it. Windholes will push it to the front of the net, that one tipped over, not much to it. Becker to the front, far side Avery Dieters, her spike is in there. Another point. 11-7 Centralia. They've scored four of the last five after Victoria got it back to a one-point game. Here are the Knights. After the Centralia serve, it gets over, but deflected up in the air by Dieters. Pushed back over by Wells. Now the Knights in front of the Nets have to save it, and a third shot getting it back over by Lane, the libero. I think they're going to get Victoria up against the net. So it's 12-7 Centralia. Spearville is 4 points away from a state title. They're up 21-17 on Pretty Prairie. Pretty Prairie just burned a timeout. Here it's Centralia leading 12-7 over Victoria for third place. Near side, Wells sends it across. Now the Knights in the front of the net, but they missed time the jump. And it's another point for Centralia, building a little bit of a lead here. It's 13-7. Owen Dieters launching that one across. Pushed up to the front for the Knights. Sent across by Nowak, but into the net. And another point for Centralia. Now five straight for Centralia. They're up 14-7. Correction, now 15-7 Centralia. Knights push this one back across. Haverkamp to the far side. Dieter spike deflected and out of play. It's all Centralia here in set number two. They'll continue to serve. That one barely grazes the top of the net, so it's currently 15-7, now 16-7. That's seven straight points for Centralia. Owen Dieters, a launching serve across the way near side. Victoria will set it up, pushed over on a third try. Flinty to Haverkamp, near side Wells, tipped up in the air. Victoria saves it. Pushed to the far side, deflected, back over. The Knights have it, will push it back over. Now Haverkamp pushing it back towards Dieters, and she'll send it across. Knights at the front of the net will set it up. Huser sends it across. Flipped in the air. Then a one-handed save back in and sent back over. I think they're going to get Owen Dieters out of play, so the Knights are going to earn that point. 16-8 Centralia. Pretty Prairie battling back in set two. They're down 21-20. Pretty Prairie needs set two to force a deciding set three for the state title. Centralia has a chance to sweep Victoria here to earn third place. We're up 16-8. There's a set. There's a spike and a kill for Huser. Back-to-back points for Victoria. 16-9 is the Centralia lead. Huser to serve. She'll send it across. Owen Dieters pushing it to the front of the net and then sent back over. Knights will set it up at the front of the net. Sent across by Weber, and that one is in. 16-10. Three straight points now for Victoria. Centralia's lead down to six. Sent across by Huser on the serve. Centralia gets it back over. Nice diving effort there by Becker. Tapped at the net, and it's going to fall down. Victoria earns the point. Four straight now for the Knights. 16-11 Centralia. Now Pretty Prairie and Spearville tied at 21 here in their second set. And then there's an ace for Victoria. Now five straight Victoria points. It's 16-12. Pretty Prairie has taken the lead, 22-21. Knights serve it away with Huser. Centralia leads 16-12 here in the second set. Avery Dieters, her spike rejected. Owen Dieters a dive, and it hits the floor. Another point for Victoria. 16-13. Timeout, Centralia. Victoria finding back. Centralia leads by three in set two. Back in 30 seconds on Kansaland Radio.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Your sports authority. Kansaland Radio.
Thirteen Centralia here in set two out of the timeout. Their lead over Victoria. Pretty Prairie has a 23-21 lead over Spearville. They're trying to force a deciding set three for the state title. Centralia won the first set 25-19 against the Knights. There's a nice set spike and kill for Centralia. 17-13, Avery Dieters putting that one home. Spearville gets one back, 23-22, Pretty Prairie. Trying to keep you up to date on both of these. Going on at the same time, the Knights will set it up. Nice dig on the back line by Owen Dieters. They push it here to the near side. Becker's spike is in. 18-13, Centralia, and Pretty Prairie now has match point, 24-22, to force a set three for the state title. Centralia looking for the sweep to earn third place here. Knights will push it across. There's the set. There's the spike, and Cassie Weber puts that one home for the Knights. And it's 18-14. Spearville gets a point back. It's 24-23. Windholz will send over the serve for Victoria. Haverkamp to the front of the net. Becker's spike is blocked, hit up in the air, and down it goes. And all of a sudden, Spearville is tied it at 24. Centralia leads 18-15 here on Victoria. Knights still serving. Owen Dieters to the front of the net. Swell sends it across. Knights will push it to the far side. That one into the net. Point for Centralia. Pretty Prairie gets a point. They lead 25-24. They got set point here against Spearville. Haverkamp sends it across. There's the spike attempt, and that one is in. It's a point for Victoria, and the championship match is going to a third set as Pretty Prairie beats Spearville in set two, 26-24. Centralia leads Victoria 19-16 here in the second set. Panthers have it up front of the net. They want to set up Becker. They do, and that one is in. Deflected out. It's 20-16 Centralia. Trying to finish off this set and cap off the season with a third place finish here at the state tournament. 37-6 is Centralia's record currently. Centralia sends it across with Wells. Knights push it back over, trying to catch the front line off guard for Centralia, and they do as Bergman couldn't get to it on time, and it's 20-17. Centralia's lead is 3. Weber sends it over. Popped up in the air. Flinty to the front. Far side, Becker. Her spike deflected and in. It's a point for Centralia. 21-17 their lead. 4 points away from potentially wrapping this up. Third place here at the 1A D1 state tournament. Becker is out. Haley Doman is in to serve for Centralia. We haven't seen Doman all weekend. Now she checks in to serve, and then two Panthers collide at the front of the net. But I think it's a point for Centralia. I think it was the Dieters colliding with each other up front, and both appear to be okay, and we get a timeout. 22-17 Centralia here in set two. We're back in 30 seconds on Kansaland Radio.
The answer is yes, SBS. At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Centralia leads Victoria 22-17 here in set two. A consolation match at the state tournament here on Championship Saturday. They won set one, 25-19. So Doman with the serve. Victoria gets it to the front of the net. Sent on over. Dieters back here. Avery Dieters for the spike. Deflected. Sent back to the front. Tapped over by Victoria. Plenty to the front. Avery Dieters, a two-handed tap. Put up in the air by Huser. Now back to Huser for a spike attempt. Blocked and out of play. Victoria gets the point. 22-18. Centralia's lead is 4. Knights with the serve. Spearville off to a 2-0 start. And their third set with Pretty Prairie for the championship. Plenty here to the front. Avery Dieters, spike deflected and out of play. Point Panthers, 23-18. In favor of Centralia. Olsen into the game. Bergman out. Plenty to serve. She sends it across. Windhole sets up her teammate. Huser with the spike, and that one is in. 23-19. Centralia's lead is 4. The Knights back to serve with Schroeder. She'll send it over with the right hand. Doman puts it up in the air. Haverkamp here to the front. Avery Dieters, her spike is rejected. Knights get it back over with one hand, and then it's lost out of play. It's going to be a point for Victoria. Now 23-20, Centralia by 3. Knights will continue to serve with Schroeder. Schroeder sends it across. Doman pushing it up in the air. Far side set. Spike. That one's in. And it's now match point for Centralia, 24-20. Trying to claim third place here at State and Dodge City. Here it is, match point, sent across by Owen Dieters. Centralia gets it back. Plenty to the front. Avery Dieters pushing it down, and that will do it. Now the emotions pouring out from Centralia as they are going to claim third place. 25-19 and then 25-20 over Victoria. We'll take a timeout. We'll wrap this thing up when we come back here on Kansaland Radio.
This fall is a great time to spruce up your yard, and Heinen True Value Farm Supply and Just Ask Rental in downtown Seneca can rent you the equipment to make that job easier. Rent garden tillers, pull and push dial aerators, fertilizer spreaders, lawn vacuums for all those leaves to pick up, gas-powered hedge trimmers and brush cutters, even tractors and sprayers. Rent the equipment you need for your fall yard cleanup and make the job so much easier. From Heinen True Value and Just Ask Rental, behind every project is the true value.
Kickhafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickhafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickhafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickhafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Nemaha Valley Community Hospital is proud to offer a lymphedema therapy program. The program is offered through our occupational therapy department and is managed by our certified lymphedema therapist, Cheryl Holthouse. Cheryl has completed the 135-hour training and is excited to help those living with lymphedema. Lymphedema is most effectively managed with a therapy program. For additional questions about our program, please contact Cheryl Holthouse at 785-336-0428. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Some combinations were just meant to go together. Chips and salsa, refrigerator and freezer, the internet and cat videos. At State Farm, there's another combination meant to go together, home and auto. As in combining your home and auto insurance with one agent, which leads to another combination, saving dollars and cents. Your State Farm agent is here to help life go right. Combine home and auto and see how much you can save.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
KMZA.
One final time, we welcome you back to Dodge City. United Wireless Arena, as the Centralia Panthers have wrapped up their season with a third-place finish here at the Class 1A D1 State Volleyball Championships, as they beat Victoria here in the consolation match 25-19 and 25-20. The championship match continues in their third set. Spearville is leading Pretty Prairie 9-4. Again, that one is for the state championship, but Centralia has wrapped up their season as they are now going to finish with a record of 39. Make sure I have this right. So 38-7 is going to be the final record for Centralia here in 2021. And a very strong season, of course, but obviously they wanted a state title, but losing in heartbreaking fashion in three sets earlier this morning to Pretty Prairie, who's now having their hands full with Spearville, who lead right now Pretty Prairie 11-4 in that set three for the state championship game. So again, one final time, we're going to sign it off from here. We got a long trip back to Northeast Kansas. Want to thank everyone who's helped out throughout the broadcast here the last couple of days. Of course, Kirk Kilman back in studios, all the great guys at our sister station over at Care 93.7 as well for helping out for the Jefferson County North broadcast as well on that station. It was a lot of fun covering these teams out here, and congrats to Centralia on a great season as they finish again in third place. They knock off Victoria in the consolation match 25-19 and 25-20. So again, for Kirk Hillman back in studio, I'm Brandon Tadman signing off from Dodge City. You've been listening to High School Volleyball here on Kansaland Radio 92.1 KMZA.